coast, are in our drunken scraps of sailors, gossip, nomads, or hang over hearts at every speck upon the pole horizon. No need now to offer pale congratulations to our rivals as they kneel in gratitude to see their ships return. Before they rush like wolves to claim fat cargo.
No, brother, no. Today the heavens smiled on us.
Today our rivals had to watch our ship glide proud and safe into Messina's port. We must invent her cargo piece by piece.
Today we leave our careful ledgers shut and raise a cup to oriental silks that shall I'll whisper to the touch. Blue pearls that Indians call tiger's tears.
The Duke will pay us 20 ducats each for those.
And spices, headed sandalwood, fell by the Ganges, precious cinnamon and myrrh from Nubia. And resins robbed from trees as old as earth. Today we'll drink to these.
The cardinal I hear begins to build a tomb as rich as Mosylos, wherein he will be laid in cloth of gold embalmed.
Brother, we must pay the cardinal a visit, lest his grace pass on before we can entice him with our wares.
Oh, had a father lived to see his sons become Messina's talk and toast. Had he beheld such wealth and opulence, he would have wept with pride.
But still we have a way to climb. Earth cannot be bought like calloway or clove. It must be married into gold tons, plates in common hands. Its vulgar sheen requires nobility to mute its glow.
Deludinist, who plays upon one string our sister's marriage? Does that melody not win you at last?
She's the key to our advancement.
For shame, how ardently you weigh one battered suitor with the next. Poor sister, that your brother spends a jewel as rich so easily on overripe and ruined squash.
Her sister has the pick of Sicily, the cream of Syracuse, Palermo, and Catania competes for Isabella's hand.
luckless fools in faded velveteen, their penniless estates, their laughing stock of every wash-house in Messina. These pale scavengers you call the peak of Sicily, the cream of Syracuse. You cannot mean to pair our Isabella off with one of these. Be patient, brother. Opportunity will light the way. You would attempt to force green fruit to ripen, or the grass to grow. Time shows which season's right to pick and mow.
Time, good brother, is what we have not. While you sat poring over columns and subtracting rows, I have been vigilant elsewhere. I noticed Isabella's cheeks feel white for 16 years, begin to blush with rouge. I noticed her attention drawn from needlepoint to fashionable dress, in which she has not touched the harpsichord. Instead, she passes time at jewelers and perfumers.
Brother, such diversions go with ripening maidenhood. Now you would have time to run more slowly.
I would have time stop, for I've seen our sister secretly absorbed.
Absorbed? With what?
With the one beneath her station.
Chattering with dairy maids and servant girls. Become, in time she will keep fitter company.
Turn time back, I would unsee things I have seen. A look, a smile, a longer look, a touch. No milkmaid, brother, no. A man.
Too much! You speak too much. Your words ring out of tune. If any other fellow thought to mock my sister's purity, he would soon think on nothing but my sword.